Yesterday, June 5th, marked the one-year anniversary of the violent clashes in the Peruvian Amazonian town of Bagua, which left more than 30 dead and hundreds injured when the Peruvian government sent armed police to clear a road that had been blocked by thousands of peaceful indigenous protesters. The protesters were calling for the repeal of new laws that rolled back indigenous land rights and opened up the last vestiges of their territories in the Peruvian Amazon to destructive oil and gas drilling, as well as mining projects. To mark the Bagua anniversary, indigenous leaders from across the region, including the president of AIDESIP, the National Organization of Indigenous Peoples of Peru, Alberto Pisango. On May 26th, the indigenous leader returned to Peru from exile in Nicaragua. The following is an excerpt of a speech made that same day by AIDESIP member Teresita Antazú at the Encuentro de Saberes y Movimientos Sociales held in Lima.
Buenas noches a todos y muchas gracias por esta oportunidad. Mi nombre es Teresita Antazú López, soy del pueblo Yanesha, ex dirigente de IDC, de mi organización UNAI y actual colaboradora de IDC en el programa Mujer Indígena. Quiero traerles el mensaje que ya alguien lo antecedió, el hermano Palacios, pero quiero nuevamente reiterarles que nuestro hermano Alberto Pisango ya llegó en el país, está presente con nosotros, estamos nosotros muy contentos que él haya regresado al país, su pueblo está con él. Sus comunidades, sus organizaciones lo esperan y están muy felices. No como los medios han dicho que está abandonado por sus organizaciones, desconocido por sus federaciones. Eso no es verdad. El pueblo está con él y hoy lo hemos comprobado. Nos han llamado de diferentes departamentos, de diferentes regiones para preguntarnos cómo estaba el nuestro APU. Él ha sido llevado en estos momentos a Canadá, donde es requisitoria, para el día de mañana sabremos cuál es su situación. Según los medios de comunicación, el presidente Alan García ha declarado que habrá un justo juicio para él porque estamos en un país democrático. Esperemos que eso sea así, aunque nosotros no confiamos que eso sea cierto. Bueno, la esperanza es lo último que se pierde, pero sí nosotros estamos felices de tener a nuestro líder.
Following his May 26th arrival in Lima from exile in Nicaragua, Alberto Pisango was immediately detained by the police at the airport. While he was released within 24 hours of his detention, the serious charges against him, which include sedition and inciting violence, have not been dropped. On June 4th and 5th, Pisango joined indigenous leaders from across the region and thousands of supporters to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the massacre at Bagua. They made a pilgrimage to the Devil's Curve, the site of the 2009 clashes, and organized a forum to discuss the government's actions around the criminalization of nonviolent protest in Peru. This is an excerpt from Pisango's speech on June 5th at the one-year remembrance event.
En los años 2008 y 2009, los pueblos indígenas amazónicos nos movilizamos demandando la derogatoria de los decretos legislativos emitidos por el presidente Alan García Pérez, denunciando la violación de derechos a ser consultados establecido por el Convenio 169 de la OIT. Al aprobarse la ley de derecho a la consulta a los pueblos indígenas, el Congreso de la República ha reconocido la legitimidad de nuestras luchas y nos han dado la razón en defensa de nuestros derechos territoriales. De aquí que la lucha de los pueblos amazónicos no solamente es una lucha nacional, sino internacional. Es el sentido que al defender los territorios y los recursos naturales, la biodiversidad, lo que hacemos es defender la vida del planeta Tierra. Finalmente, hermanos, hermanas, organizaciones, y pueblo presente. Nuestro propósito es hacer reflexionar e inculcar como única posibilidad de poder vivir con decoro, más plenamente, sin frenos ni cadenas.
The massive international pressure and condemnation that followed the Bagua tragedy led the Alan Garcia government to establish thematic dialogues with indigenous federations. The Peruvian Congress eventually repealed 2 of 9 problematic decrees that were the subject of the protests. The Garcia administration recently came under fire for opening dozens more new oil and gas concessions on indigenous lands in violation of indigenous people's legal rights and the recommendations of the United Nations International Labor Organization. In February 2010, the International Labor Organization recommended that the Peruvian government, quote, suspend the exploration and exploitation of natural resources which are affecting indigenous peoples, until the government has developed consultation and participation mechanisms in compliance with ILO Convention 169 on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. On May 19th, the Peruvian Congress passed a new law, which Pisango referred to in the speech, to require consultation with affected indigenous communities before development projects on their lands can go forward. The Peruvian National Indigenous Federation, AIDESIP, has acknowledged that, while the new law does not go far enough, given that it does not apply to the recently awarded concessions, it is a necessary step forward. They're urging President Alan Garcia to sign it into law. In line with the ILO recommendations, AIDESIP is demanding that new extractive concessions, including those recently auctioned, be suspended until the law can go into effect and until affected indigenous communities can be properly consulted. For the full report and other information about the situation in Bagua, check out amazonwatch.org.